This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Margarita Rodriguez, date of birth February the 22nd, 1958. Case ID number is 583-0573. Date of exam, July the 28th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Dionisio B. Calvo III, dated 4/11/2022. Identifying information, this is a 65-year-old divorced female with five children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hypertension, diabetes mellitus, heart failure, depression, and dialysis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2020, where she worked as a cook for 8 years. She also did labor work for 14 years and was a provider part-time for 7 years. During the time that she worked as a cook and as a labor worker, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house by herself and is receiving Social Security benefits. She is presently not on disability benefits at this time. Allegations, number one, hypertension, number two, diabetes mellitus, number three, heart failure, number four, depression, and number five, dialysis. History of allegations, number one, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2020, she was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, and temporal headaches along with blurred vision. She denies any myocardial infarction or cerebral accident or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 155 over 87 mmHg. She is presently taking no medications at all for her blood pressure, which appears to be fairly well controlled. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2013, she was diagnosed with diabetes mellitus and was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 30 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage of retinopathy, or cardiovascular disease, although she states that she does have problems with her kidneys, such as nephropathy and diabetic polyneuropathy. She checks her blood glucose two times per day and states that it usually comes out between 94 and 175 milligrams/dL. Her last fasting blood glucose level was 113 milligrams/dL. She does not recall what her last hemoglobin A1C was, but states that they have told her that she is fairly stable. She is presently on Trulicity, PIN, 0.70 milligrams/0.5 milliliters, sub-Q QWeek, for her condition, which appears to be controlling her blood glucose levels. Allegation number three, heart failure. The claimant states that in 2020, she started to develop problems with shortness of breath. She states that she did have some mild left chest discomfort, which was pulsating in character and radiated up to her left arm. She states when she would have these episodes of discomfort, she would have them for 2 hours, and it was something she feels every day. She states that it is precipitated by exertion, and she can feel palpitations on the left side of her chest. She states it was relieved at one time with two sublingual tablets of nitroglycerin and resting. Her symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, nausea, vomiting, and dizziness. Her risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, comma, positive family history of heart disease, comma, menopause, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. She denies any smoking. The claimant does have a history of gastritis and esophagitis. She denies any peptic ulcer disease, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, biliary disease, comma, pancreatitis, comma, pulmonary emboli or costochondritis. Chondritis. The claimant does complain of shortness of breath and states that she does have pedal edema and apnea where she sleeps with two pillows at night. She was diagnosed with pulmonary congestion secondary to hypertension. Allegation number four, depression. The claimant states that in 2020, she started to go through a very major depressive episode when her son fired her from her workplace. She states that she has had suicidal ideation but denies any suicidal attempts. And she states that she has been seeing ghost shadows and hearing voices. She is presently on no medication for her condition, and she complains of insomnia, comma, bursts of anger, comma, decreased appetite, comma, crying spells, comma, sadness, comma, decreased motivation, comma, and decreased concentration. Her condition is better at this time, but she states she still feels a lot of sadness for the way her son has spoken to her and treated her. Allegation number five, dialysis. The claimant states that in 2022 she was told that she was having problems with renal failure. She is presently not on dialysis. She does not know what her last EGFR was, and she has been told with a second blood test that her renal function has improved, but there are no other medical documents to confirm her diagnosis. Daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and do her minor exercises. She says she does not sleep during the day. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb two steps, comma, but not able to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes, and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top at this time. The claimant did present with a walker that she uses all the time for support, and her physician is Dr. Sandra Flores. She is presently on diclofenac sodium, 75 milligrams BID, which does give her relief. She states the only physical activities she does are minor chores around the house. Family history. The mother died from renal failure at the age of 75 from diabetic complications. The father died at the age of 75 from a myocardial infarction, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and coronary artery disease. Medications. Diclofenac sodium, 75 milligrams, BID, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams, TID, Trulicity pens, 0.75 milligrams / 0.5 milliliters, Q-week, ergol calciferol, 1.25 milligrams, Q-week, gabapentin, 300 milligrams, BID, acetaminophen, 500 milligrams, TID for pain. Medical problems. hypertension, diabetes mellitus, varicose veins, osteoporosis, history of a 1.5 centimeter non-painful hard nodule on the right side of the neck, decreased blood circulation, major surgery, bilateral tubal ligation in 1980. The claimant denies any history of dialysis. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant used to drink 12 ounces of beer weekly socially and quit in 2013. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 149 pounds, height 5 feet 1 inch, BP 155 over 87 mmHg, heart rate 70 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 28, general, this is a 65-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress and is in mild acute distress. She appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to HEENT? The claimant has a normocephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderma was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal, except for mild left eye cataract formation. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant is missing multiple teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. Corrected is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. Corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/200, and binocular corrected is 20/40. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but mildly distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or masses appreciated on evaluation. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was mildly depressed for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was fairly normal. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a walker that she had to use at all times. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger to nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal. The Romber sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms of the right lumbar sacral back area, which appears to be coming from the sciatic nerve with tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam and the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own with moderate difficulty. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table with moderate difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She requires an assistive device for balance and support, which is a walker. Neurological. Grip strength is +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms of the right leg, probably secondary to sciatic nerve irritation. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to decreased vision and mild weakness of +4/5 over all the extremities. Allegation number one, hypertension, Dash being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 155/87 mmHg, which is normal. Number two, diabetes mellitus. Type 2 being treated with Trulicity. The claimant appears to be very well controlled. Her blood glucose level this morning was 113. Number three, heart failure, secondary to hypertension. The claimant, more likely than not, is suffering from some mild pulmonary edema. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Number four, depression, Dash not being treated at this time, but appears to be improving. Number five, dialysis. The claimant is presently not on dialysis and has never been on dialysis. Her renal function appears to be stable at this time, as per her physician telling her that. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Margarita Rodriguez.